Hey, Tim, it looked like your whole family had Broncos hats, so you must have had an inkling that the Broncos were going to take you. How did your conversations and workouts and everything go with the Broncos, and did they give you an indication that you were going to be their pick?
Well, it kind of started at the combine when I had an opportunity to go and do an interview for their staff, and I loved it. And when I left, I told my agent, Jimmy Sexton, I said, gosh, I love those guys. I love Coach McDaniels. He's so passionate, and he loves football. And then after they didn't come to the pro day or anything, we hadn't heard from him, I was like, man, you know, Jimmy, are they not interested or anything? And he was like, well, he didn't know. But then at the end, you know, they called and invited me up and wanted me to come up. And so I came up and then did a workout for them and everything. And I thought those went really good. And so, you know, we thought they liked me. And, you know, they were very straightforward the whole time and said that they were interested in me. And so, you know, we prepared as if we were a possible draft pick. And so we had the hats ready. And when Coach McDaniels called, you know, we pulled them out, put them on, and we're wearing them with pride right now.
Tim, how was the process for you? Everyone kind of dissected, criticized, magnified your throwing release among this whole process. How was it for you to deal with kind of getting beaten up and then built back up again and on up into what happened today?
Well, it was a process that was you know, a lot of people said, oh, it's going to be a long process or a hard process, very frustrating. For me, I loved it because it was so much football, and I enjoyed that. I enjoyed the working process and all the critics and the negativity. It only pushed me that much more, and it only made me work that much harder. And so I can honestly say that I think that made me better and just made me work that much harder, and I think that was a positive thing for me, to be honest with you. And, you know, I just believed in myself and believed in the people that were around me and supporting me, and I just thank my quarterback coaches for the work they put in and just, you know, constantly getting better. And not only with that, I wanted to show that I could get better, but also was coachable, would actually, you know, was humble enough to take coaching, to learn, to do whatever someone says. And, you know, and I think that's something that I tried to show, and I feel I showed with Coach McDaniels and the staff there.
Tim, you're a very competitive guy. How long do you think it'll be before you start the system?
Oh, I have no idea. You know, that's not even something I'm thinking about. What I'm thinking about is going in there, learning the offense, competing, working hard, and just being the first one in and the last one to leave, and just showing them that I love this, I love what I do, and thank you so much for taking me, and I'm not going to let you down.
Tim, I know this is kind of a straightforward question, but do you plan on wearing number 15? They used to have number 15. You just got traded a couple weeks ago, so it appears to be available. Is that your plan at this point?
Well, it did open up. To be honest, I'll wear whatever number they want me to wear. If that's 15, I'll wear 15. If that's 95, I'll wear 95. I don't really care, just as long as I can wear a Denver Broncos jersey. And that's my approach and my attitude.
Tim, obviously Josh McDaniels took a big chance on you. Not a lot of people thought, you know, you'd go in the first round or whatever. What is your reaction to that, and how does that make you feel? How do you want to, you know, I guess kind of pay Josh McDaniels back for the faith he showed you?
Oh, I definitely want to repay Coach McDaniels for the faith he showed in me. You know, I want to be a great quarterback. I want to pursue that. I want to be a quarterback in the NFL for a great many years. You know, that's my goal. It's been my goal since I was 6 years old, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to get there. And I'm just thankful for Coach McDaniels to you know, have the strength and the belief in me, you know, to choose me and to believe in me. And I'm just so thankful for that. And obviously, you know, I do for the next few years. I want to, you know, my mindset is going to be to repay him for what he did to me and believing in me. And just like it was when I was at Florida, you know, my biggest joy was doing things for Coach Meyer, winning championships, you know, being able to help him. And so that's going to be a great joy at Denver, is trying to, you know, repay Coach McDaniels for believing in me, because that's always something that has been very strong for me, is my relationships with coaches. And just, you know, our connection means more to me than anything else.
Tim, a lot's been made of not just your work ethic on the field and in the locker room, but what you've done and how you spend your time in the summer with all the missionary work. How much do you plan on, obviously you've got a lot to learn here football-wise, but balancing that with what you plan to do in the community?
Well, you know, I want to do a lot. That's my goal, because I honestly do feel that that's more important than playing football, winning games, being able to make a difference and being able to put smiles on kids' faces. So I am excited about that opportunity. I probably won't do that much right now. Probably this whole summer I'm going to be in the film room, in the meeting rooms, learning, working, grinding. I'll probably start that after my first rookie year. When we're done with that, probably start more of the stuff. I do have my foundation up and running, but with the great part of that, about that is my brothers and different members of my family and friends can really help that and run that while I'm busy working on football.